Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily. Eddie Gross and Joe Ostrowski with you, and we are thrilled to be joined by Hall of Fame pitcher Greg Maddux to get his early season baseball insights. He is also hosting the Baller Dream Celebrity Poker Tournament later this month, April 28th, at Circa Resort and Casino. The three-day weekend experience at Circa will launch an annual partnership to benefit the Baller Dream Foundation, which provides support for young warriors battling cancer. Greg, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us more about this weekend. There are a number of events and a number of celebrity guests as well. Roger Clemens, Raleigh Fingers, Goose Gossage, and many more. What else should people know about this tournament and this weekend?
Well, it's going to be our first year doing it. My daughter, Paige, is running the whole thing. She works for the Baller Dream Foundation. And we're going to have a few Hall of Famers. We're going to have a lot of baseball players. We're going to have some football players, a couple hockey guys, and UFC fighters. So it should be a lot of fun. And we're just, you know, it's a reason to come to Vegas and enjoy Vegas and, you know, have fun. I mean, donate to a good cause at the same time. Have fun and enjoy the Circa Hotel and Casino. And, you know, the winner gets $75,000. And hopefully they'll donate some of that back to the charity. But if not, that's no big deal either. But, you know, we're just going to have a lot of fun and enjoy Vegas.
100 spots are available, so definitely this is an opportunity to act, but act quickly, especially with an incredible cast of characters there. One thing I wanted to ask you, too, as far as your career in baseball, I know one of the things that you mentioned when you retired was missing that camaraderie in the clubhouse, whether it was playing golf on the road or poker on the plane. And since this is a sports betting show, do you have any stories that sort of stand out either from the golf course or from these card games, whether it's anybody who, you know, maybe behaved a certain way or any games in particular that really stood out?
Well, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but you know, you have numerous teammates that, you know, the poker games on the plane, you know, I'm not a very good poker player. I get that. I did grow up in Vegas. I have played a lot of poker in Vegas. But if I was to go down into any poker room here in town and sit down in a hold'em game, I'm going to be ninth or 10th best at the table. I mean, I know that and I understand that. But when you get on these planes with your teammates, all of a sudden it changes a little bit. You know, it's not like golf where you give strokes. So we had a lot of fun playing on the planes, and Smoltzy always did pretty good. You know, and the rookies always struggled their first year or two because, you know, poker, like anything, the more you play, the better you get at it. And they were just learning the game. And they usually paid to learn. And that was kind of how that went. But, you know, the golf course is always, we always had a bet with Smoltzy. Smoltzy wanted to bet everybody. And he would take on me and Glav. He had best ball us, or me and Avery or Merck or whoever was out there that day. And, you know, we try to beat them up pretty good.
I'm glad you brought up golf a little bit because a mutual friend of ours, Barry Rosner, said he knew Rom was going to take the Masters after Torrey Pines. He knew it the entire time. I don't know if he shared that with you. Did you bet on Rom or have any action in the Masters?
I had a little something on Rom, but I bet him in matchups. So I parlayed him against a couple guys. I wish I'd have bet him to win. I'd have made a little bit more money, but you know, for me, betting, I like to bet. I like to have someone to root for or against. And I don't bet much. I stay well within my means, but I do enjoy betting. And, you know, I'll always figure out something in the morning. I like to bet the golf matchups probably more than anything, the daily matchups.
I have not found a baseball fan that's against these rule changes. You know, growing up here in Chicagoland area, watching you start every fifth day, the way you pitched and your pace, I'd imagine you're a big fan.
Well, I do like the pitch clock. You know, I do. I like all the rule changes. You know, I enjoy offense too. I also enjoy a nice 1-0 game as well. So, you know, baseball is a great game. You know, it is a lot cleaner, crisper game now. I think I was in spring training. I saw a lot of the games. We had a 10-8 game that took 2 hours and 50 minutes down there. And it was like, wow, it's only, you know, it's not even 4 o'clock yet. And there were 18 runs scored. So, you know, the pitchers are adapting right now if they haven't already. But, you know, I think as the season goes on, everybody's going to get it a little bit better at it. And it should get even better. You know, I like the no shifts, believe it or not. You know, I think there are certain guys you obviously want to shift on, but, you know, as far as shifting everybody in the lineup, I think it got, you know, a little carried away with that. But, you know, stats don't lie. You know, you hear a guy hits 290 against the shift and, you know, he hits 310 without the shift. So I understand there's all that stuff that goes in on it. But, you know, I like the rule changes, especially the shot clock.
Well, it's interesting when you talk about the pitch clock, because it seems to me like younger pitchers who were already around when the pitch clock was there in the minor leagues, they're sort of used to this. And so they can go up there and sort of do their usual thing, and it's not that big of a deal. You also have, say, an older class of pitchers who may not be used to a pitch clock, and they're sort of getting used to that new rule change. And I'm wondering what advice you might give to those older pitchers in terms of having a lot to remember, having those conversations as far as what to throw, what to be prepared for, but still being able to do it within the time allotted.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head there. You have to be prepared. You know, you have to trust your eyes. You have to trust your instincts. You have to make your decisions a little bit quicker. And you're right. The younger guys have all used the pitch clock. The older guys, like myself, well, I shouldn't say like myself, but we were taught when you get in jams to slow the game down a little bit, and now you really can't do that. So I think probably the biggest adjustment I think the pitchers are going to have to make is when they have long innings, you know, where they throw 20, 25, 30 pitches an inning. You can't really, say, around pitch 20, give yourself that little 30-second timeout to kind of regroup and everything. You have to keep going through the pace of the game.
Greg, a lot of baseball bettors, some of them, they look for any edge, any kind of angle, certain statistic points out, they're going to try and use that. Some, they don't look at anything. If the information was available, that's available in 2023 to you back in your prime, do you think you would have used a lot of it, or just said, no, I know what I'm doing. I know how I'm going to attack these guys. That just might make me overthink things a little bit.
Well, I think I would probably pull out some nuggets here and there. I mean, there's always something there. You're always looking for an advantage. And, you know, we had scouting reports too, when we played. You know, we knew guys, we might not know the exact number, but we knew guys like, you know, fastballs early and off speed late, or vice versa. We had our scouting reports and we pitched to them. We pitched to counts. We pitched to the game. We pitched to ballparks. Being at Wrigley, I mean, you pitch different if the wind was blowing in or out. I mean, it's no secret. There are things, you know, you had to pitch in a little bit more when the wind was blowing out. And if it was blowing in, you could stay away for the most part. So, you know, I think that any information that can help you, I think I would try to take advantage of.
Greg, your Atlanta Braves are off to a fantastic start once again. How much have you been following them, and what is your early season outlook right now?
Well, they're always good. That's one thing for sure. I haven't followed the Braves a whole lot. I did spend some time this spring with the Rangers, and very impressed with their pitching staff and the guys they added down there. And got to spend a few weeks with my brother down there, watching him coach him up and all that stuff. So I probably have a little better feel for the Rangers pitching staff than I do the Braves pitching staff. Haven't watched a lot of baseball. I have watched mostly just the Rangers play this early, first 10 games or so.
Well, aside from DeGrom, tell us about that Rangers pitching rotation.
Well, Martin Perez is pretty good. Haney's pretty good. Eovaldi is real good. I mean, the bullpen, they're kind of feeling out right now with what's going on with the bullpen. And I think as the season goes on, the bullpen will also pitch well. I think the sky's the limit for them. I think if their starters go out there and make 25 to 30 starts, I think you're going to see a little bit of surprise in that division this year.
Who do you feel like is, if not the best pitcher in Major League Baseball, one that, you know, maybe is the most dangerous or the one that maybe has the best stuff, you think?
I think health-wise, I would go with DeGrom. I mean, just incredible command. He obviously excellent fastball. Stuff is all there, but his ability to repeat and make pitches and execute pitches, I think, goes a long way. I think how can you not like Ohtani? I mean, if he's not throwing at 100, he's hitting home runs. I mean, that guy's off the charts. It's something we've never seen before in this game, and he's a pretty special player to watch. And but, you know, I think, you know, obviously the pitchers today, they all blow cheese. They got big curveballs, big breaking balls. But I think it comes down to how it's been the last 150 years. I think the pitcher that goes out there and executes the most pitches, makes the fewest mistakes, is the one that's going to win that day.
When I think about some of the managers that you played the majority of your career under, and you don't see characters like that anymore. Like Don Zimmer, the Cubs, Bobby Cox at the Braves. You don't see those type of characters. Any stories, any memories that come flooding back when you think about those years?
Yeah, obviously Zim was very unique. He was probably the one manager I had that was the most out there. I remember he was a roller coaster. It was great when we were winning. It was tough when we were losing. I'll never forget, we clinched the division in 89, and he was so happy. He jumped on the table, and the table broke, and he's laying on the ground, rolling around. And, Bobby was awesome, too. You know, Bobby had your back. If he thought for 1 second that umpire didn't call it the way we wanted him to call it, he was out there on the field. And watching him lead the league in ejections every year was pretty special.
Any one ejection, I guess, sort of stand out from the others as far as, okay, that one I'm going to remember forever versus the others that maybe they were just simple arguments?
Yeah, there was one in Cincinnati where Smoltz was pitching, and he had a play at third base, and Smoltz's going to back up the play, and somehow he ran into the umpire backing up third base, and the umpire immediately threw him out of the game, and Bobby went ballistic. I mean, it was like the second inning. Our bullpen wasn't really at full strength that day. Guys had pitched a lot. And Bobby literally refused to let that umpire throw Smoltz out of the game. And, you know, had a few nice things to say to the umpire that we could all hear because, you know, we were in Cincinnati. It was very close to third base where all this was going on. And, he questioned the umpires. A lot of stuff about the umpire I can't really say, but it was a good one. It had to do a lot with acne and his dad's butt, put it that way.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. Yeah, you don't get characters like that anymore. How much does your phone blow up every time there's a Maddux complete game shutout? Less than 100 pitches. It feels like it happens a couple times a year. So how many times a phone ring when that happens?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mostly a text now. You know, the millennials don't call too much, but you get a text here and there. It's pretty cool. You know, it's pretty cool to have a stat named after you and all that. And kind of keeps you in the game. You know, I've been out for almost 20 years now, so it's pretty cool to still be mentioned from time to time.
You mentioned you're big into golf betting. Do you have a PGA Championship pick yet?
I do not. I still got to get on board for what's going on this week. They're at Harbortown, right? So,
of course.
Yeah, I need to look at that and get ready for Harbortown tomorrow morning before they tee off. I know Kuchar always seems to finish in a top 20 there, so maybe I could find something. He's been playing good too, so get him for another.
Course history can matter a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
As long as he, as long as you're not the caddy, because he's not going to tip you. That's what I heard.
Oh, well, yeah, I heard that story. I think I heard both sides of that story, so I kind of understand both sides of it.
And in case Joe and I want to make any side bets as to who's going to win the poker tournament, who would you recommend we take?
Oh, man. Probably not one of the celebrities, to be honest with you. I think there might be, it is Vegas. I think there might be a couple sleepers walking in there that guys that actually do it for a living as opposed to guys that just, do it as an excuse to, drink beer and kill time.
Good deal. Greg Maddux, thank you so much for your time and best of luck with the tournament.
I appreciate it. And anybody that wants to buy tickets can go to ballerdream.org/circa. And there's plenty of tickets available. If anybody wants a trip to Vegas and have some fun and maybe win some money, again, just ballerdream.org/circa. And we'd love to have you.
Hall of Famer, four-time Cy Young Award winner, four-time ERA title winner, Greg Maddux with us on BetQL Daily. Joe Ostrowski, Ed Egros here on the BetQL Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.